You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Gary Capewell with you, looking ahead to Thursday's action. We've tried two different intros so far, Gary.
We have.
I think this one's okay.
Yeah, the best of a bad bunch is how I would describe it.
But that's the beauty of this pre-recorded content.
Exactly.
Nobody has to know until we just told them.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like it's probably the first time that I've ever had to do this, so I've never had to do it with any other sort of producer, so... It's a bit worrying, actually, for your sake, but there you go.
Oh, well. Again, talking about producers, best of a bad bunch. So, we are going to look ahead to two contests on Thursday very shortly, one at Taunton, one at Toaster. There's also racing at Musselburgh, Newcastle and Thurles to look forward to on Thursday. And what looks like a pretty well-balanced day of racing. It's not the best day of racing we'll ever see, but it's sturdy enough.
Sturdy enough, of course. The Hennessy meeting used to be 3 days, didn't it? So this used to be part of the that particular meeting, but no longer with us. They've condensed it into 2 days action rather than three, and probably for the better of the overall meeting. I think you used to get quite a few very small field novice chases. Still might get one or two, but there'll be hopefully a few more runs in there than perhaps is normally the case.
You mentioned the Hennessy. A race, by the way, it's not called the Hennessy anymore, is it?
Is it not?
Officially.
Okay.
The Ladbrokes Trophy Chase.
Right.
Because our bookmaking friends have absolutely monopolised the meeting.
Yeah, Larry's been outspending a few quid.
Yeah. Going back, though, to when it was called the Hennessy, the good old days.
The good old days.
It's always a race that really captures the imagination, not least because Newbury takes some jumping, and it is one of those races that I just don't get bored of watching. And I know that sounds almost silly, because there are very few races that I go, I'm bored of this now.
But yeah,
it sort of throws up a different challenge every year, but different kinds of horses can win it. It's not always that it goes to an unexposed one. It's not always that it goes to an old timer. It's a pretty level playing field.
Yeah, traditionally it's been a race that, so the last 15 years, horses that have won it haven't really... There's obviously been a few exceptions, but quite a lot of them, they've won this and not really gone on. I suppose Diamond Harry would be a good example of that, Carruthers as well. I know Bobsworth won this race, then he won the Gold Cup and the Lexus in December, but he was never the same horse again. Trio de Lane hasn't been... The last 3 years have been a little bit better, albeit until he won the other day. I don't think Smad Place has won again since he routed the field back in 2015, but it's a pretty illustrious roll call of names. Trebolgan was another one who never went on after winning this race, but again was sort of blighted with issues, wasn't he? But you go back further down, the likes of Sunny Bay, Teton Mill. I mean, I can remember in the late 80s, of course, One Man won it. I think he won it twice, actually, One Man. No, he certainly won it once anyway. He was off 10 stone when he won it the first time, albeit, he carried 10 stone. He should have actually been out the handicap, but it bolted up at air before he won it. He was officially so well in. But I can remember back in the days of the late 80s, the likes of Gofall winning this race. I think Chatham might have won it as well. In the early 90s, one of my first memories, actually, of racing is watching, I think, probably the 1990 Hennessy, I would suggest. I can remember a horse called, I don't know if he ran in that renewal or not, but a horse called Mad of Magic running for Kim Bailey. And, proper old-school chasers. Obviously, quite a lot of them, you need to look, two of the last four winners have been French breads, and that's obviously getting more and more the way of jumps racing full stop anyway.
It's a fair roll call. Native River, Smad Place, Many Clouds, Trio de Lane, Bobsworth, Carruthers, Diamond Harry, Denman, Madison de Burley, Denman, State of Play, Trebolgan, back to 2005. I mean, They are meat and drink of the jumps world, aren't they?
Well, you think about it, you've got a future a Grand National winner in there, a future Gold Cup winner.
Two.
Well, two, of course, yeah, with Denman as well. And Native River obviously was placed in this year's renewal. So recently, Nicky Henderson's obviously got a good record in. I can remember Brown Windsor winning the race. I think Brown Windsor won the race for him anyway, many moons ago. That might have been 1990 or 1991. But obviously, the last sort of, 12 years, he's won it four times, I think, or certainly three times at least anyway. Mm. But obviously, it's a race very close to his heart. And he will have Vito the Rock, I think, in the race this year.
Current betting, we've got American and Total Recall, the 5-1 joint favourite, 7-1 for single farm payment, Whisper is 15-2, 10-1 for a genie in a bottle, and Vita de Rock. Conigree 14s, 16s, and bigger, the rest of them. These two joint favourites are two horses that I absolutely cannot wait to see back on a race course. I just don't want them to be raced against each other. I want them in different races so I can back and vote. Well, I can back and vote anyway, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, Total Recall absolutely bolted in at a very short price in the Munster National, didn't he? And has obviously been targeted with this race in mind since. Obviously improved a lot for the switch to the Willie Mullins Yard. An American, I was there at Topster when he absolutely bolted up on Midlands National Day. Soft ground is the key to this horse, but we mentioned some of the previous winners being out-and-out gallopers and front-runners, the likes of your Smad Places, your Denmans, Carruthers did that, of course, as well. He is that kind of horse. He will be out in front, and he will try and run them into the ground, a little bit like Bristol Demai did last week. But I was so, so impressed with him when he won at Utoxeter on Midlands National Day. Carried, I think he was top weight that day. In the mud, and obviously soft ground is the key to this horse. He carried 11-12. He won by 8 lengths, but I mean, it could have been a lot further than that.
And this is a lot more difficult. Let's make no bones about
it.
Yeah,
true.
At the same time, I remember going back, I must have been on Racing Radio on when he won at Warwick in the Novices Chase. Now, Warwick is a bit like Newbury in that it really does take some jumping.
Mm.
But it may be just the camera angle almost down the back straight at Warwick. I'm not sure. But something really lends itself to when a horse goes at the fences, you know about it.
Exactly. They come up in fairly quick succession as well, then there's sort of five or six of them in that line before the home straight. And it's all about getting into a rhythm. Obviously, there's quite a lot of jumping to be done at Newbury. The fences don't come quite as quickly as they do at the back straight at Warwick. But if you can get into a good jumping rhythm, it's obviously a huge plus. And on soft ground, that's something that this horse clearly does.
What would you be backing?
At those prices, I'm not so sure. The worry with American is that Coney Green might well take him on for the lead. I know. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Coney Green's going to get his ground. He's got to give £8 to American, but he's a Gold Cup winner.
Mm.
Obviously, he's had his issues, but he's going to get conditions. The worry with backing most of those towards the front of the market is that I don't think there's any value left in them now.
But do you think, well, given what you've just said, that there could be a bit of a battle on for the lead? Could there be a mid-divan creeper?
They probably could. Trying to work out which one it is at the moment probably isn't that easy. I mean, a genie in a bottle is a horse that I've always liked. I did nap an Old Mead horse, which won a few hours ago just as we were recording this. But before that, he'd gone a long time without having a winner.
Mm.
He'd been one from 30-odd in the past fortnight. Quite a few of them had been hitting the frame, it has to be said. But yeah, I'd probably still just be with him. He's won his two starts this year. He's a double figure price. I'm not sure if he's 100% going to run in the race. That is for sure, though. So
you can see.
Yeah, they'll be declaring, won't they, on Thursday? I think for this race, so you can look closer to the time.
Should be a fascinating renewal.
Always
though.
Is.
And I think actually I'm on Racing Radio Saturday.
It's good.
It's one of those races that you just.
I enjoy
I can't
watching.
Wait for.
I do enjoy watching the Hennessy, I must admit.
As for Thursday, then, two races that we're going to focus on, the 140 at Toaster, the 150 at Taunton.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start at Toaster. It is a handicap hurdle, the 140, over almost 2 miles and 5 furlongs, 12 of them set to go to post. And this is a really intriguing race because there's plenty that arrive here in good nick.
Mm.
Brown Bear seeking a four-timer, the one that immediately the eye is drawn to is Who's My Jockey, who's only had three starts so far for Philip Hobbs, is unexposed and hasn't done a great deal wrong. But it would be folly just to focus on those two, because there's potential winners everywhere here.
Yeah, very much so. We'll begin with Brown Bear, who, as you rightly point out, has won his last three. They've come over hurdles and fences at Fontwell, and then he won a handicap hurdle at Ascot on his most recent outing. Obviously, he's got a higher mark to the fire here, but he is in the form of his life, and the yard have been in good form as well. Tempuran was a winner at Ludlow the other day. That was over a little bit shorter than today's distance, but being at Tosa, that's no bad thing, considering you've got confirmed stamina.
Mm-hmm.
Russian Service is better than he showed on his most recent outing. He was disqualified because the jockey weighed in light. And those towards the top of the market, or top of the weights, rather, I should say, Bastion, they're claiming £10 off his back. He was third at Sandown the other day. And Golden Fortune, another one who won recently, actually beat Bastion in that race at Sandown. But with the ground as it is, it's good to soft in places currently. There's a horse who really, I saw when he won the other day, really liked him in the preliminaries. Who's My Jockey, who won a bumper in April. He got off the mark at the second time of asking over hurdles that Utoxeter had just under 4 weeks ago. He's a very lightly raced four-year-old. He makes his handicap debut. I think from memory, he's from the same family as Hurricane Fly, actually, this horse. But he really did take the eye in that race at Utoxeter. Obviously, he's had both his hurdling starts there. I didn't actually see him the day that he made his hurdling debut. I wasn't there at that meeting, but I was when he won there early on in November. Could iron out the jumping a little bit. He wasn't always fluent, but it was more about how he went through the race for me. And I think going up in trip will definitely help him. He looks like a stout stayer to me. So Who's My Jockey would be the pick in that 140 race over at Toaster.
Taunton's 150 is a chase over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. We've only got the 5 set to go to post here. But once again, you could give a squeak to probably all of them.
Yeah, I'd say so. Probably Clenny Wells are likely to be the outsider of the quintet, running over fences for the first time here for this particular yard of Martin Hill. Has won a couple of hurdles during the summer. I think I'm willing to pass him over, though. Beau de Brise was a winner here back in April. Fell on his chasing debut, but finished at second at Stratford 4 weeks ago, running on quite well on that occasion. Captain Bucks will probably have benefited for the outing, I think, 3 weeks ago. He was second at Exeter in May. That was his first run since then, 3 weeks ago. This is his chasing debut. He's pitched straight into handicap company for his chasing debut. He's bred to jump fences as well. Joe Farrell for the Rebecca Curtis team, who had a welcome winner at Southall the other day. This horse has finished fourth and second, respectively, on both his starts over fences. They are just beginning to maybe hit a little bit of form. They had been quite quiet prior to that horse winning at a big price at Southall the other day. And Lovely Job, who won at Utoxeter on his first run for quite some time. That was back in June. Again, I was there to see him win that day. He was in the height of summer, obviously, but for a horse that was running on that, you know, he'd been off the track a while, but for a horse who'd been off the track for quite some time, blimey, he took the eye. He then finished second at Market Raisin before winning at Hexham, staying on very strongly to win there back in August, and he was second in a decent race behind Vintage Clouds the other day. He gets to run off the same mark here. Yes, he's got to give weight away all round, and Captain Bucks for me is the obvious danger, but I just wonder whether he might have a little bit too much class for them, Lovely Job. So he would be the pick to hopefully give the Roonies a quick across-the-card double.
Quite possibly. OK, so Who's My Jockey in the 140, Lovely Job in the 150. What's the nap? What's the next best?
The nap of those would be Who's My Jockey and the next best, Lovely Job.
Great stuff, Mr. Capel. Well, enjoy all the action on Thursday and indeed across the weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.